Candle lighting this evening is at 4:15. Mincha Maariv will be at 4:15 as well. Which tribe are kings meant to come from? Yehuda, tribe of Judah, is meant to be the ancestral tribe of kings. And which line, which king in particular, is meant to be the ancestor of all kings? David, King David. So we've got a tribe identity, we've got a dynasty identity. And yet here we're told after the Jews defeated the Greeks, Vehemidu melech min ha-kohanim, they set up a king from the priest, which is the wrong tribe, the wrong ancestry, the wrong dynasty. And one could well expect the next line of this halacha to be, and that was terrible, that was wrong. And maybe that's what led to the limited longevity of this line. And in fact, the sages Chazal in the Talmud are quite, in the Midrash, are quite critical of these figures who took, almost usurped the role of kingship as Kohanim. However, echoing the words of the Rambam Maimonides, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, "V'hemdu melech min ha-kohanim," they set up a king from the priests, "V'chazra malchut Yisrael," and kingship returned in Israel, "yeter al matayim shana," for more than 200 years. And I remember in the context of yeshiva, a number of my teachers suggesting that this aligns in many ways with modern secular Zionism, that there in theory could be complaints about the figures who led the redemptive efforts to rebuild a Jewish state, but we should not let, in the sentiment of Voltaire, the perfect be the enemy of the good. And we should recognize the freedoms that we have, the gifts that we have, and for diasporic Jews, for Maimonides, for the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and everybody in between, the idea that we had self-autonomy, that we had an independent state, it wasn't perfect, the leaders weren't perfect either, but we had freedoms. And the miracles of Hanukkah include not just that we beat off the Greek oppression and they let us have a little bit of peace, but we achieved self-autonomy, self-determination. And we should aspire to do that all and to recognize the gifts, even if not perfect, the gifts that we have in life. The man said,